In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. At the end of the movie, The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy clicks her ruby-slippered heels together and says, "There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home." And then she wakes up back in Kansas, and all is well. Well, today we're not in any movie, much less a classic like The Wizard of Oz. But what was true for Dorothy in that movie is even more true for us as Christians. There really is no place like home. St. Paul tells us today that we are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God. In the story Jesus tells in the gospel, the Master, who stands in for God the Father, says, "Go out into the highways and hedges and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled." God wants you in His house because His house is your home. And we all know just how important home is. I bet if you closed your eyes right now, you could see the home where you grew up. Your bedroom, the living room, the table where you had meals with mom and dad, your brothers and sisters, where everything was, how everything worked, the whole thing. I also bet you can see the home where you lived before you moved here to Good Shepherd, where everything was, those special meanings belonging to certain places, those little things that gave it character and made it special. Home gets in your blood. It's part of who you are. It's the one place on earth that's yours, that's special, where nobody else has a say about who does what or what goes on or how it happens. There really is no place like home. But unfortunately, we all know way too well that earthly homes are temporary homes. The memories may last, but the buildings don't. We move. We have to give up things that are special to us. We get sick. We get old, and somehow we all ended up here. Yes, this is home now, but it's not home. I doubt there are very few of you here today, or very few here at Good Shepherd. Wonderful as this place is and necessary as it is, I doubt there are very few of you who would say about this place, "Oh, there's no place like home." But there is a place you can still say that about. You can say there's no place like home about your eternal home. You can say it about your place in the household of God. You can say it about your mansion in the house of the Lord. Listen to Jesus as He promises you that home today. He says, "In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also." Jesus went all the way to the cross to prepare a home for you. Jerusalem all the way down into the grave to prepare home for you. Jesus went all the way down to hell to defeat the devil and prepare home for you. And now he has gone all the way up to the right hand of God the Father Almighty, into the heavenly mansions of God, to prepare a home for you. And that home, our heavenly home, is a home like no other. In our heavenly home, God lives with us, and we live with God. We